Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Chaz.
And
nothing is off limit and we keeps it real.
Yes. What up, tribe? If you've been here for a while, we've not done this in a while, but sometimes when one of us is in a pickle, do people say that? No.
not as much.
We have a special guest. So Sujata is out. She's had a lot of things happen this week that were not planned, and we are a team. So sometimes I have to bribe Chaz to be on the podcast.
Happy to be here. I'm always happy to be here.
I know. I actually don't bribe him. He actually loves being on the podcast. Yeah. He's super excited.
It's a secret guilty pleasure.
Yes. So I know this week we had a topic to talk about, and I think we're going to wait on that, which was how to keep things not necessarily spicy, but how to
fresh, new, vibrant.
Yeah. How to like keep a relationship afloat with when all of the day to day life happens. So we'll save that. And Chaz and I are going to talk about some maybe like partner stuff. I don't know. Well, we kept Bottle Rock because you haven't talked about that.
Okay.
So Bottle Rock is a music festival in Napa, and we really like it because it's kind of focused on an older crowd. I would say most of the people are like our age.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between that and Coachella is because Coachella is like far, like it's huge, really, really far, like spaced out between all the stages. It's really dirty.
More stages. There are like 6 to 8 stages there. Bottle Rock is 4.
Yeah, they and have it's like really dirty. Like, I mean, you have to basically wear a bandana over your face
because it's
like
in the
all
desert.
Red. Yeah. No one wears clothes. And Coachella has really turned into like, instead of it being about the music, now it's turned into like kind of like, oh, what am I wearing? Let's be seen. Let me take pictures. It's all about like influencers now going to focusing on the outfits that they're wearing and taking pictures in front of stuff versus like the music. And I think
kind of like how the Met Gala is all about like who's being dressed as what, as opposed to like the art.
But you don't even see the art. At least, you know, like you hear who's playing, but yeah. No one who's going there is really about the music. It's just really about, you know, like who is
yeah,
there,
the event.
Like
yeah,
the
yeah.
event and stuff. But with Bottle Rock, it is all about the music. It's a lot cleaner. It's a lot nicer. It's a lot family friendlier, and people wear clothes.
it's a smaller crowd, right? Coachella is like 125,000 people. Bottle Rock is like, I don't know, 50,000, something like that.
Yeah. So who would you say is probably like your favorite acts from there? Your
that,
favorite artist.
That performed this
yeah.
year?
Yeah.
So I'd say the ones that stood out the most. So Cage the Elephant was awesome. Just super into it. And like you could see like the singer, man, like he just feels like all the lyrics
yeah.
that he sings. Like,
yeah, he was really
crazy
good.
Crazy into it. There's this jam band named Goose, which for me that was awesome. It would have been your nightmare if you stayed for all of it, because it was like it's like an hour and a half set, and I think they played like 7 songs.
I would have stayed, but there was someone else I wanted to see.
Yeah, but they were awesome. There's this band Lawrence, which is this brother sister Jewish brother sister from New York, right? So this is like literally my family.
To his heart.
But like 8-piece band, like you know this funk setup, and you know so they were great, and then I'd say an honorable mention to Green Day. We had seen them a few times, mm-hmm. but that time for me, I think, was probably the best that I had seen them. So it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good time, and I was just saying, like, I don't know. I know this time. I don't know if it's because we've gotten our bearings and we kind of know where everything is at. That like I wouldn't say like in terms of acts, this may have been the best one, but in terms of just like overall, it was probably the best one because we're so comfortable now and like where everything is at and like the crowd and stuff where like, you're okay letting me go somewhere by myself or like leaving me by myself and, you know, or just meeting up.
Yeah. Although as long as like you're with the part of our group that I know can get you back to where we need to be because.
Yeah.
Night one, we didn't think that through, but.
So I have a tendency of not being very useful whenever I'm like, had a lot to drink or a lot of gummies or a lot of shrooms. Like I'm not helpful at all. So if someone's trying to ask me for directions or like which way is what, like I am of no use. So I ended up being with someone who was also like that.
That was the biggest. So that was the biggest problem because all that happened. So your friend's husband, really, he had one job, which was just to make sure you guys didn't move because your friend and I knew exactly where you were. We were coming to you and we were walking really fast. Like we literally got there like right as your event ended. Uh-huh. And so if you guys had stayed put, it was no problem. And that's what we tell you guys on the phone is we're coming to you. Do not move.
Yeah.
And in the span of about 90 seconds, you did
one
thing that you didn't.
Yeah, seriously, it was like blind leading the blind. We had no idea.
I'm going to put an air tag on you.
You think we'd learn and do that anyway? But yeah, I am so not useful. But the thing is, I'm not mad about it. Like, I'm very go with the flow, very happy. But also being happy doesn't lead you anywhere.
You got a little upset that night because there was a moment where your friend and I looked at each other and we thought, well, you know what? We've sent them because we sent you guys a pin of where we were going. We were like, mm-hmm. Well, they can probably at some point figure out how to get there. And you had called enough times where your friend looked at me and said, well, Jacqueline's kind of upset. So we probably need to stop and wait.
I wasn't upset. I just really were like. We were really confused as where we were.
Yes.
We ended up just like following the crowd. They were just like, follow the crowd. So that's what we did. We ended up finding each other and it was all good. But yeah, like I'm totally useless. So yeah, like I basically have to share my location to everyone.
I blame your friend. I blame your friend's husband on that one because otherwise it's like who learned the lesson here, right? Like,
but you knew that lesson. You knew that.
I thought he was going to be semi capable.
So you told my friend, you were like, oh, it's okay. Like, yeah, I know she's useless, but at least she's with this person.
Yes.
And then she was like, are you fucking kidding me? He's just as useless. So it's two useless people together.
Yes, that was.
But we had such a great time together. It's all about the experiences. You know, like that's technicalities, logistics. What is that? What is erroneous?
It was a great time no matter what.
Good time. And then we stayed later. And I was telling him about the vibrator that did not work.
Mm-hmm.
I was so upset. And so then.
Yeah, that ended up in the trash.
And, you know, Napa has seen my fair share of vibrators. Like, they either get left behind or, like, lube gets left behind or shit doesn't work. I don't know what it is about that place. Oh, well, I guess I do know. Like, we come home really wasted, really drunk, whatever, and we never use it. But the last night, this time we stayed one more night because we wanted to, you know, just have alone time. And I was so excited because you booked this really nice hotel and the tub was huge. It was so huge. It fit both of us side by side and there was still room.
Yeah, I remember when I booked it and I saw the picture of that, I was
really?
Like, oh, this is the winner. So there were two pictures that I saw in there that I knew were going to be winners, and one we didn't do anything with. One was the tub.
The balcony.
The other was the balcony with the fireplace
okay,
on
but
it.
I had planned to go
you
out
had,
there.
You had, and I was like, oh, man, a nap would be
and
so
then you
good.
Were like,
and I was
oh,
dead to the world
I
for
could,
like an hour and a half.
I could use a nap. So I was ready a, to go out there
oh,
with
yeah,
a no. bottle and
I thought
hang
it was
going to
be out for 15 minutes, and it was just, oh, yeah, that was the worst.
Yeah. So, we never used the balcony. But we use a tub, and they had like a bath bomb in there that was $10, and Chaz was like, "You put the bath bomb in there?" And I was like, "Yep, $10."
It's like when you steal the bathrobe and they like bill you $100 for that, and it's like, man, I could if you had told me I could have gone like downstairs to a boutique around the corner and probably gotten like a $3 bath bomb.
It was cost of convenience. Cost and convenience, and you can't tell me
they
you didn't
got
like
you.
That bath
They got
experience.
You, man. They got you. No, no, no. It was great. It was great.
It was great until my fucking vibrator didn't work. So I got up to go get it, and I come back, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. Yeah, it did not work. Did not work. And so then we get out, and we like, it took a lot. It took a lot. I was very jealous of you.
Why?
Because you had already had an orgasm. And I was like, fuck this. Like, because I was so ready because I had taken like a love gummy and I had had a lot to drink. So it takes a lot more to get to that place. And had the vibrator worked, it would have like been super easy, but it wasn't. And so by the time the night ended, I had one, but it took forever to get there. And you had two. And you were like, oh, the second one always falls better. And mm-hmm. I was like, motherfucker.
Fuck
I was
you,
so
man.
Mad. I was so mad. Oh, and then the chaos. You guys, every freaking time we fly out of San Francisco, Oakland, anywhere in the Bay Area, and also this time, we are always rushing, no matter how we time it, no matter what we do. I mean, last year, Chaz, and we always check in wine, so we have to check in the boxes of wine. Chaz was running. Remember, you're running from the Skylink, whatever,
mm-hmm.
like barely 30 minutes before our flight takes off. At SFO, and she was so
nice. Oh God, I remember
nice.
when you were basically having to. Yeah, I remember hearing you over the phone, like you're basically blocking them from.
I was like, oh my God,
he's running.
No, but to check in the boxes, you had to run down.
Oh yeah,
and every fucking time. And so this time we flew out of Santa Rosa, which is like a small airport, and Chaz times it wrong, and then our Uber driver's like, you want the scenic route? Or like,
hold on, easy on the whole Chaz times
no,
it wrong.
No, you said I timed it wrong.
I said I underestimated how long it was going to take us to get there. Had we left to the minute when I thought we were supposed to leave.
But we were doing nothing. The thing was, we could have like...
We were doing nothing? You mean you were packing?
Yes, I was packing, but I could have... left earlier, I could have hauled, but I could have whatever. But you're like, no, we're good. So I'm like, you know what I mean? The thing was, we had the time. We had the time to leave earlier. And we were just kind
did
of
we?
Like, whatever.
Did
we?
We
did, yeah. Yeah, I would have
okay.
like gotten ready.
I think we offline need to revisit this narrative. So
if you told me what time we need to leave, like hard 10 o'clock, I didn't. You were like, oh, I think we're good. We should be good as long as we leave by 10:45, whatever it is.
Mm.
Okay. It's going to be a
Got
fight
it.
After this.
No, no. It sounds like it's good feedback for me on being supportive after we've missed the window that I told you we needed to leave.
Anyway, long story short, Chaz missed his flight. I barely got on the flight. I ran to the airplane, and Chaz had to then drive to San Francisco from Santa Rosa, check in his bag, get in a flight, and got home at 10 o'clock that night.
But in the grand scheme of things, like, it was a very minor deal.
It was a very minor deal. Like, it was very chaotic for a moment there. And the guy did not help us
That was the bigger thing. The American guy could have, you know, figured out how to, you know, how to make things happen. But it's okay.
Yeah. Anyway, my package arrived. So
anyway.
Yeah.
We've got a subject for the podcast.
Yeah. We got a subject for the podcast. Okay. The subject is, how do you feel about women or anyone trying to improve their looks with age?
That's a very broad question. I think we've got to get a little bit more specific there.
Okay, like, let's talk about like Botox, lips, liposuction, injections to lose weight, mommy makeover, boob job. You know what I mean? Because there's some more things that mm-hmm. I want to do. So you're very supportive about my nose job.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. You're very supportive about my Botox and stuff. And I just think that, well, here's the thing. Botox to me is like getting facials, or it's just like not even such a big deal. It's very minimal. It takes like all of 10 minutes. So to me, I wouldn't even like throw that in there. To me, that's like getting your nails done, getting a facial, getting your hair done, getting talks, all that. To me, that's just like maintenance, right? That's just maintenance. But let's talk about the other stuff. Like, I want a boob job, right? Like, I don't want necessarily bigger boobs. I just want my boobs to be back where they used to be. And I know you say you like them how they are, but like, don't you think you'd like them better if they were like up where they were?
Are you asking me that so that like it will get you the greater support? I mean, this is, I don't know whether or not you want to make this like
no,
the answer to this question about like Jacqueline specific or just have
no,
it be
just
more
in general,
agnostic.
Just in general, because I don't think people are doing it for other people. I think as women, especially because, you know, our bodies go through a lot of changes. We have a lot of things and we're very like into, I don't want to say very into our looks, but for the most part, most of us care about how we look. Like, yeah, we're getting grays, but we dye our hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys age and embrace or don't even do anything. You're not going to like dye your beard all the time. You're not going to like dye your hair as much as like women do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not going to get Botox as much. Like I don't want to say we're vain, but we try our best to look our best, whether it's for us or for other people. For me personally, it's for myself. And so whatever it is for you to be able to feel your best self, I'm about. Now, if someone's telling you when you're okay with your body that you need bigger boobs, that's where I'm like, okay. Don't let anyone else tell you what to do with your body.
Yeah. So I think, look, it's going to vary from person to person, right? So for me, I'm not someone that, you know, I think what I found attractive as I've gotten older has also aged, right? So I don't look right. So I don't look at it like the what's the Matthew McConaughey line, right? Like, that's what I love about high school girls. I get older, they stay the same age, right? Mm-hmm. So younger women to me just look really, really young, and so that just, you know, that isn't something that is necessarily appealing. Where I felt that you, or if I look at other women, where I feel that aging down or de-aging or whatever it is something that's like, I don't know, a need for me. Now, not, mm-hmm. not other guys are the same. You know, I think that for you, or, you know, for women in general, for anybody in general, whatever it takes for those people to just, you know, feel better about themselves and what they're doing, like, absolutely fully supportive. More power to them. Mm. Like, there's, you hear me talk about this in other instances, right? Like, there's enough stuff about life that is like hard and tough or whatever it is, like whatever you could do to, you know, to remove those obstacles, you do it. If you are truly doing it for your partner, then you got to ask your partner, like, does it, you know, does it really matter? And I think it really boils down to also, if that individual is doing it so that they want other people to see them as attractive, right? So that is, that's a whole other thing that needs to be dealt with beyond like that
action.
Yeah, that's
a very different thing.
Right. I agree. Yeah. So that, so, you know, so that's my point on it. So to me, right. So you're asking, hey, do I, you know, do I do all this? Like I haven't looked at you and said, oh my God, like this is missing, that's missing, all, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I've joked with you even as you have grays, it's like, I love it. Cause it's like, I feel like we're growing old together. Right. At the same time, if that's what makes you feel happier, more confident, then that's what, you know, that's what matters to me, because that's going to impact our relationship. It's going to impact how you are as a mom. It's going to impact how you are as a friend. I mean, it just, it's, you know, that's critical.
Yeah. I think you, the point that I was trying to make and you hit it is, how does it make you feel, right? Like you feel more confident, you feel more, whether it's like yourself or whatever, because, you know, as we get older and, you know, things not only go south, but it's harder to like lose weight. So when I started doing the weight loss injections, like I don't want to say like I got my groove back, but like I definitely felt more confident in myself and like, okay, now I'm at the weight where I'm used to being. And I just felt more like myself, like in not only what I was wearing, but just in my own skin. I was more like sexual because I felt more confident in myself, like you seeing me. And I know you have never said anything or anything like that, but I could tell myself where I was more comfortable, like, I don't want to say don't grab that or don't squeeze that or whatever, you know what I mean? But like those little things like, oh, don't squeeze my arm, whatever. Cause it, I know you're trying to do it in a lovingly way and I get that, but like we have our spots and the things that we know we're like, I'm not happy with my arm. Like when you squeeze it in a lovingly way, I'm over here saying like you're squeezing fat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's accidentally reminding you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's really helped that. And so I am a total proponent in do whatever makes you feel good. And more importantly, like do it for yourself. And if you yourself in turn feel better, it'll like, it'll project on your significant other or your partner or whatever, or just anyone else. I feel like even since then, I've been more confident in like, I don't know, just like what I'm wearing and just like my actions and stuff. I don't know. Like, I just feel more myself now than I did like even 5 years ago. And I don't know if it's also because like we've been through a lot and I'm on the other side of like really dark times where we were. But I also feel like we're getting older. And so whatever you can do to enjoy the moment and where you're at, like stop putting things off. And if you can do something right now to enjoy your life and be happier, like, I don't know, I'm all for that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Because things happen and we're in a stage right now. We're mid-40s, you're mid-40s, I'm early-40s. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, people our age or like people we know are going to start to get sick or health issues, or our parents are going to start like passing away, or people who we know are going to start passing away. Like, aunts, uncles, whatever it is, like, life is short, and you start thinking like, oh, well, maybe you're being a little vain about that. But it's not about that. It's about enjoying now because you don't know how much you have left. I guess there's just a certain different ways to go about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, you can't take anything with you when you pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
No material things, no whatever. But if you had the ability to change something in you physically or about you physically, that'll bring you happiness while you're still here.
Well, you're also like, I'm sure there are plenty of studies that would say that you kind of shorten your life the more anxious, stressed you are, all that kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so what's going to stress you most or cause anxiety, like the general you, not you, Jacqueline, right?
Yeah.
Is going to be self-esteem, you know, fear of judgment, all that kind of stuff. Gender agnostic, but also, you know, women in particular, I would imagine, right? So, you know, to your point is, it's not only about enjoying the time that you have left, however it is, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I'd also argue that you're making it shorter by putting yourself in a position where you're enjoying it less. You're stressed out or depressed about, you know, how you look and feel. So
yeah.
it all adds up, right?
Yeah. And I mean, like, I just feel you should like definitely not judge people about that. Cause like, let's be honest. Can you let Nala in? She's like being crazy. Let's be honest. Like everyone at some point or some part, they're not happy about that. They wish they could change something about their body, about their appearance, whatever it is. Either there's judgment. The judgment comes from you being jealous that they fixed something about their body that they were not happy with, mm-hmm. and that you wish you could, or jealous that they made. Well, I guess that's it, right? I mean, that would be the only reason.
Yeah, but that just
and that also, you can't, that you're not willing to do that, or you can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that also just emphasizes the importance of communication of, hey, what's the intent, mm-hmm. right? So that, you know, nobody feels insecure, nobody feels unsupported, like all that kind of stuff.
And I'm okay with people, like, everyone has their reasons for, like, not admitting to or, like, saying what they changed. When people are like, oh my God, you look so different, what is it? You know, and people, like, don't want to admit they got, like, fillers or Botox or, like, a nose job or something like that.
What I appreciate that you do, and you're very public about this, right, is you don't hide it if you do that or try to pretend that it's, nothing, right? No, but I mean, I just, like, you stand by your decision, you do it with a lot of confidence, and if anyone critiqued whatever your decision, that wouldn't throw you, right? Because, you know, it is what you felt was important, you did that. And so the reason that I'm saying that is, you know, there are some people that have those procedures done and then get offended, right? If people make comments or do whatever it is, right? And so to a certain extent, and I know obviously those are much more extreme cases than anything that you've ever done. I also feel like if you're going to have those things done, then you need to be okay and be prepared with, like, the good and the bad, right? You don't just get to, like, take people looking at you great.
Yeah, if, like,
you know, if people are gonna, you know, think whatever, then, you know, you need to be okay with that and have thought that through and said, you know what, that'll happen. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do me.
Exactly. I mean, like, those weight loss injections are so common now. I feel like if you're here and, like, in like 4 to 6 months, you, like, lose so many pounds, right? And you're like, oh, it's just by walking. That's fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, no one at our age.
Yeah, it's, don't insult is doing our this intelligence.
Yeah,
kind
exactly.
Of thing. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just say it. I mean, you know, like, and you hear from all the stars. Like, at first they don't admit it. And then, like, fucking 2 weeks later, it's like, okay, yes, Kelly Clarkson did. Not only did she change her diet, but she also took these things. You know what I mean? Like, so Meghan
well, nobody's
Trainor,
giving out
dude,
like a gold
like,
star in
you know
terms
I mean?
Of like how you got
just
it.
Just keep
one
it
way or
real.
The other,
just
right?
keep
yeah.
it real. Like, don't let people think that, like, okay, they're trying the best they can because you said that you're walking, I don't know, 20,000 steps a day and you're eating, I don't know, fucking plant based foods all day. And they're doing it like you're doing people a disservice and you're really like just like lying because it is not that. It's not that. You may be doing that, but it's the fucking injections. Like, you're taking the jab. Like, just say it. I mean, and it is. Like, I have always been open and honest about doing it. Yeah, like, while I work out and I do other things, like, yes, I could not lose that, like, 15 pounds no matter what. And there is, at our age and whatever, like, there is a lot of, and it could have been cortisol levels that I now know, but it is so many things that... That was honestly one of the best decisions I made. Like, judge me however you want, but like, honestly, I feel so much better and more myself than I have in the last like 2 years.
Well, here's the irony of that. Could I just be like crazy yeah. speculate on that yeah. thing? Is I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong on this. I feel like the individuals that throw kind of the hate out at people that have lost weight through, you know, weight loss procedures and drugs are not the people that have lost a lot of weight by just aggressively exercising and dieting. It's just people that haven't lost their weight that are projecting, right? So, but just like yeah. what I'm getting at is, to me, if it were, I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying if it were individuals that lost a lot of weight by just this crazy, crazy regimen mm-hmm. that we're making judgments about how people got there. That would be one thing, but that's actually not like what's going on. It's more just judgment, right? From people that haven't achieved it, mm-hmm. that are just getting mm-hmm. frustrated.
And
right?
I do. And
it's
no
just,
one,
it's just
yeah.
the old school haters. I mean, hate, right?
No one has told me this to my face and you know, everyone's
I'm
been like,
generalizing.
Oh,
this is
yeah,
not a
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
Right?
And so if they're saying that, and I know that people probably are saying that, so that's fine. I don't care. Like, I don't really care. But people are like, oh, you look so good. And I tell them, hey, I got the shot. Here's where you can get it too. This is why. And you know, I wasn't ever huge. I didn't qualify for the other route. So I had to pay a little bit more and did it at my meds ball. But again, like, honestly, that was the biggest change and the best change that I've made other than my nose job. Yes. But honestly, like, everything I do is for me. And I think with everything that's going on in our bodies, which you are so lucky to not have to partake in our perimenopause journey here with our hormones and like our dryness and our vagine and so many other things, our hot flashes, which I had to buy $200 sheets for, our hair loss, all of those things. If you can do anything to improve your self-esteem, whether that be emotionally, physically, whatever it is, fucking do it. Like, you do you, and fuck whoever is going to judge you. No matter what you do, no matter if you do it or if you don't do it, people are going to judge you for being overweight and people will judge you for getting the jab and looking hot. Like, so you're not going to like,
you need to spend
everyone.
Much more energy getting those people out of your life than spending energy on dealing with the judgment.
Yeah. Like, just you do you to be your best you. And, you know, I always tell the 20-year-olds, appreciate your neck, because then you'll talk about your, like, neck, which is, like, a random spot. But, like, shit happens when you're 40s. You know, like, I didn't feel any different from my 20s and my 30s, as far as, like, physically wise. 40s, shit just dropped. Dropped like it's hot. Like
when your metabolism is like, fuck you, man. I'm gonna rock
you,
your world.
I'm tired. Yes. You know what? And so sometimes like my body doesn't follow my brain and my brain thinks like I got it all and my body's like, fuck this. This hangover is gonna take 2 days. You know what I mean? Like, but whatever, just live life. And I think that's why I know Sujata always says like, gosh, I don't know how you have the energy to do so many things, because like I've been through so much that like and you don't know what's going to happen. And you know, like life cycles are crazy. Like life is just unexpected and you can't control anything. And so if you can control one thing is your happiness. And if you want to go out with your friends or go to that birthday invite or go to whatever, or just stay home and do, if that makes you happy, just do it. If getting your lips done, do it. Getting your fucking boobs done, do it. Like whatever it is, do the damn thing, right?
Yeah. And if the people in your life don't support you, then get different people in your life.
Yeah,
right?
We're too tired to cater to a lot of people anyway. So like, you know, maybe you don't need a lot of friends. And to be honest, like the people who are going to judge you no matter what. And they're probably judging you now without even having to do anything. So it's probably worth just cutting some fat off anyway.
No, I mean, right, just bringing this whole thing full circle, right? You started this thing about how I felt as a partner going through that, right? So I'm not going to make this about, about partners, but it's all like making sure that you're actually solving the cause of whatever the problem is, right? So if it's your own self-esteem, then you solve the cause of that problem. If it's people in your circle, if it's a partner, if it's a friend that is judging you, then solve that problem. And if you do that, everything basically takes care of itself.
And by solving the problem of your friends or your significant other judging you, get rid of them.
Give them a chance to understand that they might not be supporting you in the way that they want. Like, let me be careful on what I'm advocating here.
Yeah,
but
I don't know where you're going with that.
but you get where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, that was our episode. Feel free to DM us with any questions or comments. We're always here for you.
DM Jacqueline. You don't need to DM. No, nobody has any interest in DMing me anyway.
Rate us and review us wherever you're listening to this podcast. Join our Instagram page at Authentically Moms, and we'll see you next week. In the meantime, you do you, boo. We'll see you later.